James Tao with a look at the market's performance so far in the first few hours of trade on Thursday. And we see the ASX 200 rising for a third consecutive session. At the moment, the ASX 200 is about 80 points or just over 1.1% higher, on track for its best day since August the 2nd, where it rose about 1.3%. So this follows US markets high. We had the major indices in the US up around that 1% mark as well, on the back of some positive outcomes so far from the US Federal Reserve and also from Evergrande, the Chinese property developer as well. Now, if we have a look at how the markets performed here, the gains have been rather broad-based with nearly all sectors in positive territory. Some of the best include the likes of the IT, energy and also financials. The only sector in decline at the moment is the healthcare sector. So if we look at some of the biggest or some of the companies making the biggest impact to the market, it really is the banks at the moment. So the big four or higher, CBA and ANZ up around that 1.6-1.7% mark. We have the likes of our buy now pay later stocks also making some of the larger percentage moves. Zipco's up around that 5% mark, Afterpay is up around 4%, and we're also seeing some of our miners lifting. So Fortescue Metals up nearly 3%. There was a big spike in the price of iron ore overnight, up around 14%. So that really has supported our miners. Although Rio Tinto has seen a smaller improvement, it's up about 0.8%. And BHP is mostly flat. There has been a little bit of weakness among the gold miners. There was a fair bit of company news out today, and a number of companies, although we're not in August in the reporting season anymore, coming out with their profit results. And one of them was retail group Premier Investments. They are behind names such as Peter Alexander, Smiggle, and also Just Jeans. Their share price at the moment up about 3.5%. Global sales over the past financial year up about 20% to $1.4 billion. They did see record online sales, which lifted to $300 million, and also record sales for their Peter Alexander sleepwear brand. Elsewhere, we had Seoul, or Washington H. Seoul Pants, which is an investment house, up about 5% for the stock after its full-year earnings release earlier today. It actually saw net profit falling around 71%. Elsewhere, Sandfire is in a trading halt. It's announced the acquisition of a Spanish copper mine for about $2.5 billion. And we've seen Transurban also coming out of a trading halt after being in a halt for the first 3 days this week. It's managed to raise some funds from institutional investors to help fund its acquisition of the remaining stake of the WestConnex motorway here in New South Wales. Lastly, the Aussie dollar is buying 72.3 US cents.